Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Amy Hirsch and today is Tuesday, December 7th. Right now we are going through our Advent devotional guide, which is based in the book of Jeremiah. Each day during this series, we'll be reading a portion of the book of Jeremiah and you will hear my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the guide. Our scripture for today comes from Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 1 through 18. If you have your copy of scripture, let's read along together, and I'll be reading from the ESV today. The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron. With the point of a diamond, it is engraved on the tablet of their heart and on the horns of their altars, while their children remembered their altars and their asherim, beside every green tree and on the high hills, on the mountains, in the open country. Your wealth and all your treasures I will give for spoil as the price of your high places for sin throughout all your territory. You shall loosen your hand from your heritage that I gave you, and I will make you serve your enemies in a land that you do not know. For in my anger a fire is kindled that shall burn forever. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a shrub in the desert and shall not see any good come. He shall dwell in the parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds. Like the partridge that gathers a brood that she did not hatch, so is he who gets riches but not by justice. In the midst of his days they will leave him, and at the end he will be a fool. A glorious throne is set on high from the beginning, is the place of our sanctuary. The Lord, the hope of Israel, all who forsake you shall be put to shame. Those who turn away from you shall be written in the earth, for they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living water. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. Behold, they say to me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come. I have not run away from being your shepherd, nor have I desired the day of sickness. You knew what came out of my lips. It was before your face. Be not a terror to me. You are my refuge in the day of disaster. Let those be put to shame who persecute me, but let me not be put to shame. Let them be dismayed, but let me not be dismayed. Bring upon them the day of disaster. Destroy them with double destruction. Now that we've entered the second week of Advent, you might be decking the halls in your house. But some Christmas preparations require some maintenance to make it until Christmas Day. For instance, you'd never purchase a real tree from a tree lot only to bring it home and put it in a stand without water, trusting it to sustain itself. No, you would be sure to water it regularly to keep the needles from drying and falling off before your Christmas festivities begin. Because without access to water, the tree would surely die quickly. Christmas trees can't sustain themselves, and neither can we. In Jeremiah 17, verses 5 through 8, Jeremiah uses an agricultural metaphor to warn Judah about the dangers of self-trust. Apart from the Lord, they will be parched, like a shrub planted in the desert with no access to water. If they choose to trust in their own strength, in other humans, and in other gods, instead of the Lord of heaven and earth, the true fountain of living water, they will find themselves forever thirsty. The consequences of their sin will take them into exile to a place much farther away than they ever wanted to go. What is so dangerous about trusting in ourselves? As Jeremiah continues, he helps us understand that he's talking about more than just having confidence. Jeremiah is talking about people who have put their trust and their hope in that which cannot save, in themselves. We can't save ourselves. Our hearts are deceitful and wicked, Jeremiah tells us, and terribly sick. Even our very best intentions are flawed. We cannot simply follow our hearts because our hearts will deceive us. Reading a passage like this brings me to a moment of self-examination. Am I truly trusting in the Lord and putting my hope in Him, or am I putting my trust in my own abilities? Am I submitting to His authority and His leadership? Am I abiding in Him, recognizing that while I am the branches, He is the vine, and that apart from Him, I can do nothing? Trusting in myself and believing I can sustain myself means I am actually denying myself access to the true source of life, the Lord. It is like believing the Christmas tree will last all month without ever being watered. The tree can't sustain itself, and neither can we. In response to his own prophecy, even the prophet Jeremiah cries out, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed." Jeremiah recognizes this tendency even in himself and asks the Lord to help him. O Lord, would you help me too to be a person who trusts in you, who is like a tree planted by the water, who does not fear when trials and tribulations come, who remains reliant on you as her source of life.